Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I know we talk about this far too often. I know we do. But I have to. We are in the Matrix, you guys.
Why?
We are 100% living a fake reality, weird life.
While I agree with you, what happened?
I had some friends stop by my house yesterday and we were watching TV. The TV was on in the background. And at a certain point, a commercial came on the television. It was a commercial for Arby's.
Oh my gosh.
Ooh.
Okay, but that's not that crazy.
Yeah.
I have only just begun to discuss what happened.
Okay.
But I am flipping out about this one. If you don't know what the whole Matrix thing is, it's just, I understand the algorithm. If we sit in this room and go, I'm thinking about putting travertine tile in my bathroom. And then 2 days later, your Facebook has travertine tile ads. Okay. That's not the Matrix. That's They're listening and they're picking up on stuff. What I'm talking about is my buddy Josh living across the street, cracking two eggs in a row, having double yolks, and T-Hack can't even sit in his chair because he's so freaked out.
Yeah.
Because the first time he'd ever heard of a double yolk
was hours before at my house when my wife, and I didn't say anything to you. Oh, interesting. And then hours later, you know, double yolks. I'm like, what? What are the odds?
Okay. So the Arby's commercial comes on the television. Everybody staring crooked at the radio right now. So what? So the Arby's steak bite commercial is on TV. I look at it. Do you guys want to explain why that's significant in our lives?
Saturday during the day. I saw that same commercial and texted all of you because I got into a debate with my fiance Dane about whether or not Arby's was absolutely disgusting.
Right.
Yeah.
And everyone chimed in.
Like
T-Hack, like, text into 303-222-5423. What do you think T-Hack's take was? It's fast food.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, I love
You didn't say you ate it often.
No, because I used to eat it way more often because I lived in a smaller town where that they had an Arby's and they didn't have a Wendy's. They didn't have like all these other places. And so I just used to eat it way more than I do now.
Got it.
He said, I will eat it from time to time. Used to eat it more before moving here. I love the Arby's sauce.
Okay, and then your boyfriend chimes in, like,
I tried the steak bites, and he said steak nuggets are pretty gross. Put them in horseradish.
Right.
But he would absolutely do them.
He said they were greasy or something? Sauce. The horsey sauce is good if you're eating
horsey? Roast beef.
It's called horsey sauce.
It's horsey sauce.
I'm horrified by everything I have learned about Arby's.
When I first saw the commercial for the Arby's steak bites, I was DJing, so it was on in a bar, no sound. So I just saw it in the distance and I thought they were pretzel bites for a second, as they spill out. And I'm like, those look like kind of weird pretzel bites. I don't know. And they're like, oh, they're meat. Okay.
Yeah, that's better.
Okay. So again, there was 20 different texts in this. It got real spirited about Arby's.
Sure. Yeah. Did you ever answer?
I didn't.
Okay.
I was in the middle of other things.
Shows you how much you like us. Yeah.
If I tell you it was about my mother, will you feel like crap?
Oh, don't do that.
There you go. There
okay.
you go. There
I'm sorry you,
go.
You had to not respond okay. about the All steak right. bites.
So then here I am, fast forward, watching television. That commercial comes on. And I just start snickering. And my neighbor Josh is at my house. And he goes, why are you laughing about that? And I'm like, we had the longest conversation. Like, we are grown adults who can afford real food. And we, and while I'm saying this to him, he does the full on tea hack. He jumps up from his chair and runs out of the room.
Oh.
And I'm like, what are you doing? He comes back in the room. He's like, are you effing with me? And I'm like, I am absolutely not effing with you. What is wrong with you? He had a retirement party for a coworker of his at Eddie V's Steakhouse the same night we had that conversation.
Okay.
He, my buddy Tim, my buddy Coos, bunch of guys are all sitting there. They're at one of the nicest steakhouses in Colorado. What do you think they talked about?
The Arby's steak bites?
They talked about Arby's in general and how they're like, even though we're about to eat this incredible food, sometimes, man, you just want that thinly shredded. And they're just, he's like, we're all getting feral. Just like, oh my God,
I love Arby's.
Arby's is so good. Okay, that's a weird conversation to have at all, let alone at the exact same moment we're having it.
I have it every day.
The meat. That's not possible, you guys. It's literally not possible unless none of this is real. You have to admit.
No, I always admit that I think we're in the Matrix.
When was the last time, other than our conversation, that you thought about Arby's?
Never.
Yeah.
I don't think about Arby's. I'm sorry, Arby's.
I'm asking everybody except Tia because he's thinking about it right now.
I do think about their curly fries. I'll give him that.
I've never even eaten an Arby's
so good.
Ever.
What? Sometimes you get a long one.
What?
Never.
We gotta go. You have to have the fries. Sometimes you get a long one where it's like, how is this potato this big?
Don't worry. I've experienced Jack in the Box. Okay. It's really concerning.
I want everyone to know we're not getting paid a dime from Arby's to do this.
Clearly
in
not.
In fact, I think their food is trash, so that proves we're not getting paid.
I like that.
But like, what do we do with this information now? Like, it's...
We go get Arby's.
I kind of want a curly fry.
All right, let's go.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.